Chapter 8. Gift for the Darkness. Piggy looked up miserably from the Dawnpill beach to the dark mountain.
"Are you sure? Really sure, I mean?"
"I told you a dozen times now," said Ralph. "We saw it."
"Do you think we're safe down here?"
"How the hell should I know?" Ralph jerked away from him and walked a few paces along the beach. Jack was kneeling and drawing a circular pattern in the sand with his forefinger. Piggy's voice came to them, hushed.
"Are you sure? Really?"
"Go up and see," said Jack contemptuously. "And good riddance."
"No fear."
"The beast had teeth," said Ralph, "and big black eyes." He shuddered violently. Piggy took off his one round of glass and polished the surface.
"What we going to do?"
Ralph turned toward the platform. The conch glimmered among the trees, a white blob against the place where the sun would rise. He pushed back his mop.
"I don't know."
He remembered the panic flight down the mountainside.
"I don't think we'd ever fight a thing that size, honestly, you know. We'd talk, but we wouldn't fight a tiger. We'd hide. Even Jack'd hide."
Jack still looked at the sand.
"What about my hunters?"
Simon came stealing out of the shadows by the shelters.